This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. California's Proposition 12 isn't the only legislation of its kind. We'll have more from the National Pork Producers Council right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
California's Prop 12 is well known within the U.S. pork industry for causing challenges in selling products into the state. However, it's not the first time that a state has tried this. Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council, said something similar took place on the opposite coast.
Massachusetts Question 3 passed a couple years before Prop 12, back in 2016. Again, very similar. It set arbitrary standards for the sale of product into Massachusetts. So very similar. If you raise pigs that don't meet the standards set by Massachusetts, you cannot sell certain cuts of product into the state of Massachusetts. And what is confusing about Massachusetts and Proposition 12 in California is it is not all parts of the pig. It is certain parts of the pig.
Distinguishing what can and can't be sold in Massachusetts and California can be hard to determine.
In Massachusetts, there are certain cuts that are allowed to be sold that don't have to be Question 3 compliant, just like California. And so again, it goes back to it is the states limiting the sale of product inside their borders that don't meet the standards they have set. It's not necessarily just saying that if you raise pigs in the state of Massachusetts, you have to abide by this. It's for anybody selling product in. That's the challenge.
Humphreys said states should not be able to regulate how other states do business.
The concern is less about who is pushing it and the idea that they are able to attempt to regulate farmers in Wisconsin and Iowa by going to states where there is not a lot of production. Not a lot of pork production left in California, and yet they're attempting to use that as a platform to regulate the folks in Wisconsin. That's our bigger concern here. And then this becomes back to a state's rights issue. California should not be able to dictate to the rest of the country how to raise pigs.
For more information, visit nppc.org. Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.